seven stars in the hand of Jesus were the messengers to these days. Now the seven star has come and gone, and here is what he sees. By his side.
pillar of fire that met him on the way. Now if you won't believe what his servant had to say, you'll be judged by the word, and Jesus will say, I sent forth the man with the spirit of Elijah. He had the
God's word is true. He will never fail you.
Listen, my friends, to these words of mine. There is an answer to every problem you'll find. They're found in the Bible, the true word of God. In there is eternal life to all that believe.
God's word is true.
This prophet fulfilled the words that were written of him. There is a promise to us in this day that a mighty prophet is to come our way. And we find this promise in Malachi 4. And we must believe it so that God can restore.
God's word.
Prophets that before us have been, this prophet fulfilled the words that were written of him.
God's word is true.
Deserve sinful world that I've known.
I couldn't go back where I begun
since Jesus saved my soul.
How could I go and do the words that I used to do since Jesus lives within my heart? He took away all desires of this world. You can't tell me he's living in your heart
if you don't do his command.
You can't serve Jesus and Satan too.
By their fruits you shall know the truth.
How good.
A man sent from God in this evil age, rejected by the world as in days of old, as a voice spoke to him in 1933, said you forerun the second coming of Christ.
You know, friends, there was a man sent from God in your day. Yes, he came forth with the spirit of Elijah upon him. Now God sent him to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children back to the fathers. Now the denominations, they rejected him, both the large and the small. And like Paul, they called him a woman hater. Ah, but you know, that wasn't it at all. They were just a type of the scribes and Pharisees in Jesus' time. With all their schooling and seminars, they're too highly educated to recognize a prophet sent for this age. Yes, he only cried out against the Jezebel spirit that again rules the world today. And although William Branham was taken off the scene, his message is still God's provided way.
A man sent from God in this evil age,
rejected by the world as in days of old,
as a voice spoke to him
in 1933,
said you'll forerun the second coming of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
for the coming of the Lord is at hand.
So repent of your sins, don't wait till tomorrow.
For no one knows when their life could end.
I'm looking for that bright the prophet said the dead in Christ shall rise. For the wicked then there shall be no warning. For to them he will come as a thief in the night.
Please don't wait.
Thank you. walked alone in this world of sorrow, till I heard the voice of God call to me. He said, obey the word that's been spoken. Obey the Ten Commandments that have been broken. Here is my humble confession. Here is my humble heart's prayer. I heard that voice so sweetly calling. He said, repent and be baptized in Jesus' name. Obey the word God's servant has spoken. For the whole